Good Tuesday. Thanks for listening to the show here on 91.5 in Phoenix with Mark Brody and Lauren Gilger. I'm Steve Goldstein. Over the course of the Great Recession, funding for Arizona state universities was cut dramatically by the legislature, and Arizona is behind many other states when it comes to residents who have some kind of post-high school degree or certificate. The Arizona Board of Regents has unveiled new numbers that show the state's education system needs to dramatically up its game if the state is going to be competitive economically. To talk more about the statistics and ambitions for the future, I'm joined by John Arnold. He is the Board of Regents Executive Director. John, there's a major point of emphasis on how important a 2 or 4 year degree is. How much of a difference does that degree make when it comes to earning power?
What we find in Arizona, on average, an individual with a 4 year degree earns about 77% more than a person with a high school diploma. You know, over a lifetime, that certainly adds up to significant levels of earning power.
Are these numbers in any way getting any better as there's been more attention paid to them? Because we've heard the numbers vaguely for a while, but this seems to really put it in stark focus.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dialogue, not only in Arizona, but across the United States. There seems to be some pushback against the value of a four-year degree. Is it still worth it to go to college? And the data is as clear as it's ever been that the answer to that question, is it worth getting a four-year degree, is an unresounding yes. Mm-hmm. And not just because of the increase in earning power. We also see it that individuals with four-year degrees are much less likely to get laid off during a recession, for example. They're much more likely to be hired coming out of a recession. We've seen those numbers over the last 4 years as we've recovered from the Great Recession, that individuals with college degrees have done much better over that time period.
Based on the most recent figures you have, how does Arizona compare to other states when it comes to someone achieving a degree within the span of, let's say, 6 years?
Sure. Let's go through that data, and I'm going to throw a couple of numbers at you if it's okay. If you look at the national workforce, about 32% of our national workforce has a four-year degree or higher. Mm-hmm. In Arizona, that number is about 29%. If you look under the age of 35, the national numbers go up to 35%. So just remember that 35% number. In Arizona, it drops down to 27%. So we're getting worse in terms of our relation to the national economy. Most job forecasts suggest that jobs that are going to be created over the next 20 years, about 35%, there's that 35% number again, about 35% of those jobs will need a four-year degree. When we look at our degree production, what percentage of our students are going on, of Arizona students, are going on to get a four-year degree? If you start with ninth graders, and we know we lose some kids before ninth grade, but if you start with ninth graders, so you include those that don't finish high school, only about 17% of Arizona students complete a four-year degree within 6 years of high school graduation. And I really fear that that is a long-term economic disaster for our state.
Are there certain things you're looking forward to in 2019 and over the next 2 to 4 years that nothing's going to turn around that fast, but to at least move it in a good direction?
The Regents are aware of this data and changing the trajectory of our educational outcomes is their key priority. They've asked me to put together a bunch of thoughts, and certainly the first thing that we need to do is develop partnerships and make people aware of these issues. And Governor Ducey's been a champion of this. We reached out to him a couple of years ago, and with a whole coalition, he led a coalition to develop a goal for the state to increase educational attainment. It's achieved 60 AZ, and that goal is based around not just four-year degrees, but any post-high school achievements. So certificates, two-year degrees, four-year degrees. And the goal is to get 60% of our workforce to have that type of post-high school attainment by 2030. We think we're sitting at about 44% right now. We want to get to 60%. Several other states have adopted these types of goals, and they're moving towards them. Utah's goal, for example, is to achieve 60% by 2020, and they're going to make it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and so again, nationally, in job forecasts and where's the national economy is going, is the 60% number is a critical number, and we know if we don't reach those levels of attainment that Arizona's economy will underperform versus the rest of the United States.
Let's discuss how important affordability is. Do the universities, do the regents need to do more? Can they do more? Are we actually more affordable than people think the universities are, considering tuition did go up fairly starkly, and yet is it competitive?
And you make a great point. It's what is the perceived affordability? And in Arizona, we have a little bit of a different system than most of the rest of the country. Our state does not provide state-level financial aid. So all financial aid, and let me correct, the state provides a very little bit of state financial aid, but 99% of financial aid is provided through the universities, which makes it a little bit less transparent. I'm fearful that a family will look and see the tuition and think there's no way our family can ever afford that, when the truth is we will work with every family, and our goal is access, and we have pathways where if your student qualifies for university education, we're going to make sure that happens between federal financial aid and university-funded financial aid. So that is one question we're wrestling with, is should we work with the state to develop a state-level financial aid structure?
Going back to the Achieve 60 AZ situation,
yeah.
You mentioned how Utah, just by 2020, looks like they're going to achieve their goals. How ambitious does 60 by 2030 feel to you, based on what the numbers are now?
It's extraordinarily ambitious. It is a stretch goal in every meaning of the word stretch, and we're determined to reach it, at least stretch after it, but it will be difficult. It will take a change in culture around educational attainment, but it's something we need to do, and to get that done, we're going to need to reach down into the junior highs and into really the elementary schools and start engaging our students much, much earlier, so they understand that they need to be on a college-going path when they get into high school. The opportunity's there for them to do it. The value is there for them to do it. And we will help them get through that process.
Okay, John Arnold is Executive Director of the Arizona Board of Regents. John, thanks.
Thank you.